Go to your room.
Just go to your room, man.
Just all anybody who's old enough, who's young enough to be my son, has no business listening to this show. Go to bed.
No, don't say that. Lose all our cool people.
That's true.
I would just be stuck with a bunch of old people like us.
Old dorks. We just insulted. We just insulted everybody. Yes!
You're awesome.
Give me five.
Way to go. Oh, yeah.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
All right, everybody. It's Two Blind Squirrels. And tonight there's actually only, well, there is still three of us, but Kidge is not with us. So you're only getting me and Faith and Brian, yes, and Dave, who are in the chat room.
Yay.
And they're going to, they're, you know, they're an intricate part of the show as well. Especially Dave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we always talk about Dave.
Mm-hmm.
But Brian's going to be an integral part as well tonight.
He is. Integral.
Now, he said that his wife, Pam, they do a show called the PB&J Show.
Mm-hmm.
Brian being the B, Pam being the P, Jay being their son, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And they would like for us to talk about the internet phenomenon, which is My Drunk Kitchen.
I don't know what that is.
I know you do not. So
I just became privy to the internet phenomenon of the dog.
Yes, so that's what I was going to say. Is
which
let's
is
talk
hysterical.
About the dog. Let's talk about the dog instead. if you haven't seen the dog, you need to. It's called Dog Tease. If you just go
funny.
Into either Google or YouTube, it's the same thing. If you go in there and you put in Dog Tease,
uh-huh,
you will see the video.
Uh-huh.
It's the first one that comes up there.
Uh-huh.
And it is hilarious. I'm not mm-hmm. going to play it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But you should check it out. The Drunk Kitchen is another YouTube series like
okay.
that.
Okay, yes.
Where a woman literally gets drunk while she tries to tell you about... And she's goofy anyway. She's being kind of goofy on purpose, but she's really drinking while she's doing this. And she did an interview where she explained, yeah, I really drink, and yeah, I really get drunk during the episode. And she records herself trying to tell you how to cook.
Oh, no.
Trying to tell you how to cook some recipe.
It's like Julia Child.
And it's very funny because they usually come out, and she's like, you know, it doesn't look like it's supposed to, but I don't care. It still tastes good. You know, and she'll end up putting something too hot in her mouth. And,
yeah.
They're sometimes funny. Sometimes she cusses a lot in some of them. And which ruins it for me. But the rap was really good because she did a rap song that I thought was funny. I forgot what it's called now. Where's the Num Nums? It was a parody. Where's the Num Nums? Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Oh, boy.
And
I'll have to tell April about that. She'll get a kick out of that.
Oh, and Brian informs us that she's a lesbian as well. Well
okay.
I didn't know
why
that.
Does that matter?
I don't know why that enters into the
Does
at
that
all.
Make any difference?
Dave suggests we do drunk history.
Drunk history?
Yeah, where me and you pick a history story, get drunk and relate it back to our listeners.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Back in 2000, I decided there'd be no more of that for me. None. No more.
No more drink podcast.
No more
podcast.
No
drunk,
more getting drunk.
More drinking podcast.
None. That was the end of that.
No, yeah. Me neither.
I said, nope. I'm too old for that.
Yeah, me too.
Nope.
In fact, it was this summer. See, part of this is swearing off tequila, okay?
Again, 2000.
I
got pregnant and that was the end of it.
For me, part of it had to do with just fasting from tequila or removing tequila from my diet altogether. What took care of most
tequila
of my...
Tequila makes you stupid.
That took care of most of my drunk problems. But this summer, we went to a restaurant, Ojeda's.
Uh-huh.
And with your...
In downtown.
Who was it? With your sister?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sister and your sister's friends.
Uh-huh.
And this place has a margarita. I don't know what they put in it. Heroin or something. But they tell you on the menu you can only have one. You can have two if you're having a meal. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Which I can't... that's hard for me to believe because... Anyway. Well, I guess if you
anybody, no matter how big, small you are.
So the guy that we're with is not a teetotaler at all or anything like that. But he comes on. He says...
I got to drive. I'm not drinking.
Yeah, I'm not having one. I gotta drive. I'm like, you can have one margarita. I mean, we're having a meal, you know? It's like, I had to drive all the way from Dallas back to Silver Springs. I just got off work, and I met Faith there. And so we ordered, and we got the margaritas, and
about a third.
They were first of all, they were good.
Yeah.
They were not strong. Uh-huh. They were not tart. They were not incredibly, you know, over, like if you've ever had a margarita, they're not.
They went down easy.
They went down really, super, super, super smooth.
But it didn't, you knew quickly. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm done.
I got through half.
That's it.
I got through half of my glass and said, I gotta quit. Because I was starting to slur my speech. I mean, I was.
It was bad.
I was well on my way to Drunkville. It was half a glass. And I was like, this is unreal. And so I ate and drank a lot of water. I ordered a tea. And
we drank a lot of water.
I had a lot of tea. And I ate a big meal, a lot of chips, and still probably left, shouldn't have got fine. Pulled over. But I was fine by the time I left. But and we stayed there for like 2 hours.
We stayed a long time just to make sure.
But I was holy cow! But that was the last time I got close to getting in trouble.
Yeah. No, thank you. Yeah. Do everything in moderation.
Yes. 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 But so as far as podcasting and telling history slam shots of tequila.
We saved that for John and April. Sorry, y'all don't get any of that.
Probably not a good idea. We did. This weekend, we went to a really nice restaurant. It was called Ocean Air, and it was in the Galleria. They had made reservations for us, and they had a gift certificate, and they were going to share it with us, which is the only reason we went to someplace.
Well, because we shared a gift certificate with them.
True. Yes. Yeah.
So they were paying us back.
Sort of paying us back, and yeah, they're just nice like that anyway. So we went to this place, and it was a fancy fish place. It's owned by Landry's, actually, if you've ever been to a Landry's. But this was super nice, and we had oysters as an appetizer.
On the half shell, yep. Mm-hmm. All different kinds.
We had a bottle of wine, and I had swordfish, and Faith.
We all shared.
Yeah, we all shared our meals. And Faith
had mahi-mahi.
Mahi-mahi. And
April had
some kind of crab.
She had crab cake. Stuffed.
That was the only bad thing. I don't like crab.
And she love crab.
She kept pushing. Oh,
well, you should be giving it to me. I loved the crab. John had the.
I just kept telling her no.
He had everything. He had the sampler.
Yes, which was really good. And then we had the Brussels sprouts. The only time I've ever had Brussels sprouts I liked.
Yeah, they were fantastic. Delicious. And they weren't even the Brussels sprouts. They were just the Brussels sprout leaves.
Just the leaves. And they were good.
And then we had fried asparagus.
Yes, and they were good too.
It's fantastic.
And I'm not an asparagus Brussels sprout fan at all.
I like asparagus.
Well, anyway, it was fantastic, and then we got up to leave, and they said, hey, let's go. Before we get our car, right at the top of these, we're walking out of the restaurants. It's in the Galleria, so it's right in front of the hotel at the Galleria, and we're walking out, and they said, well, before we leave, let's go upstairs. There's a little bar right at the top of the stairs. I just want to show you all where we hung out, because last time we were here, we stayed in this hotel, and we hung out at this place. It's really kind of neat. So we went up there, and sure enough, it was like a little modern. It was very modern in its style. It had like a, what do you call those things? Those fireplaces? It was a fireplace in there, and it was a whiskey bar. They had every whiskey you could possibly imagine up on the wall.
Would you like a history lesson? Because so, Brad and John got one.
So me and John started talking.
I was falling asleep.
By the way, there was nobody in the bar. I mean, it was empty. And so we start talking to this. He was interesting. He was from.
I'm sorry. He's from Chile.
Chile, and he was.
He was a lovely young man, but I was exhausted.
He started telling us all about these different whiskeys.
I got up at 5:30, and it was.
He was giving us tastes.
11 o'clock, and I was tired, and I wanted to go home.
Well, he gave us three or four tastes. So I figured, well, we better have one. We better have a round. I said, I'll buy a round since y'all bought supper. I'll buy a round. So. So me and John got these different single malt whiskeys, and April got a margarita. Is that what she had?
I don't know.
Something. And Faith.
And I laid down and went to sleep.
Yeah, Faith laid on my shoulder and was a big party poop.
I drank water.
She was the wet blanket going, can we leave?
I was not.
No, she was nice. But anyway, so we got those. John did not like his whiskey at all. He couldn't drink it.
Brad didn't drink his.
Well, I could drink it, but it would just take me another 2 hours.
Yeah.
It wasn't because I didn't like it. It's because I didn't.
And April didn't drink much of hers, so Brad spent $40 to leave drinks on the, to leave. We just left them there. $40 for nothing.
For nothing, pretty much. Yep.
What a waste of money.
It was a big old huge waste of money. But anyway, so there. She just pooped all over my story. I was trying to tell.
Sorry. Now, what is this that Dave wanted us to talk about?
I told you, drunk history.
No, what else? Has he got anything else good in there? Doesn't he have any good ideas?
Ebooks.
Well, I like ebooks.
He likes ebooks. He has a blog website.
Yeah.
Where he talks about these free ebooks that you can get all over the web now. There's lots of authors that are writing just for exposure, or they're doing it as side projects. Professional writers who are doing side projects.
Yeah, they do these ebooks. Yeah,
and then other writers who are trying to get noticed, mm-hmm. and so it's sort of like the way the music biz was a while when MP3.com took off, where you have all this material out there from a variety of different artists, whether who have already made it and some who are trying to make it.
Right.
So it's just a plethora. If you like to read, there's mm-hmm. just so much out there now, so much good stuff, and he's focusing on collecting it.
Oh,
and
just collecting it?
No, just sort of having a resource that you can go there and see. He reads them, gives you a little review.
Oh, okay. Does he read the short stories or just
it's,
a mix?
It's everything.
Mix
it's
of everything. Everything. Okay, because mm-hmm. You could just fill your life with short stories if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Ebooks.
Most of them are available on Amazon.
Yes.
For free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's digital. inkspot.blogspot.com, in his tradition of trying to make his websites as hard to remember as possible,
yes,
and as confusing as possible, he has done it again. digitalinkspot.blogspot.com.
Gotcha.
The link is in the show notes.
What are you reading now?
I just finished.
Oh, you finished it today?
I just finished. Under the Dome.
By Stephen King.
The unabridged novel. It was forever long.
And by finished, he means finished listening to it.
Yeah, unabridged. I can't read. I'm reading actually...
The Death actual of Truth. Reading,
The Death of Truth and The Hearts and Minds and Understanding Our Times. And these are all apologetic books. They're not fun. They're not fun to read. I mean, they're interesting, but they're not.
Yeah, but you like to listen to audiobooks.
I like to listen to, so I like to have something going on that's for fun. So I chose this one because, and come to find out, it is about the town in Maine where my brother lives.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
So there's a tie there. Now, the name in the book is different. He changed all the names of the streets and the highway.
Oh, okay.
The highway is actually 302 that runs. Bridgeton is the name of the town, and the highway that runs through it is 302. But in the book, it's 11. It's 11 or 119, which is which is a play on 911. You know.
Okay.
So this road goes through the middle. Well, anyway, the layout of the town in the book is exactly the layout of the real town.
Yeah.
So there's the commons, there's the city hall, there's the shape of the town, the L and everything. I mean, he kept saying it's the shape of a gym sock. And Carrie says, oh yeah, it is the shape of a gym sock. I always thought it was an L, but it's more like a gym sock. So Carrie, my brother, verified that. And
yeah, but it creeped Carrie out so he couldn't read it since he lives there.
Yeah, he couldn't take the language.
Oh, and the language, okay.
And those.
Okay. Yeah, what is that about Stephen King? What is that?
Well, and there's a rape scene in there. Ew. There's a lot of other it's about this town being taken over by a giant bully, basically, and becoming a very dictatorship. Just how it's sort of Lord of the Flies-ish.
Oh yeah.
But
I want to read that again. Now
more
I'm an adult,
more thought out, more expanded, more thought out. Plus, there's a whole host of characters in the book. It's just a plethora of characters you got to keep up with and follow. And
as always with Stephen King,
yeah. And there's sort of like The Stand. There's just this giant number of characters.
You have to really pay attention.
By the end, there's eight.
Well, they're all dead.
Yeah, there's like eight that.
You get to the end, you think, Why did I care about all these people?
Spoiler alert.
I should have known
spoiler
better. Alert. They killed everybody off.
Hey, Dan from New Zealand is listening to us live.
Dan? Yeah. Hi, Dan.
DG is listening live.
Hi, DG.
I don't guess he can get into the chat room or something, but...
We finally ate up the last of the pineapple bites.
Yeah. They're awesome. Send more. Send more.
No, I like the Tim Tams. Tim Tam.
So.
But actually, I think I can get Tim Tams at World Market.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure.
So anyway, this book was awesome and it was good. I'm not going to tell you what happened in the book or anything, but that was the only spoiler that I didn't mean to. I guess I don't even know what a spoiler is. I guess if you talk about the book at all, it's a spoiler. Oh, so I don't know. But it was interesting because it was about his town, and I got to kind of feel like I knew the town by the end of it,
oh,
which
well,
is kind of neat.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where they all live. That's cool.
And
I'm reading about Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's not true.
Well, but it's based on her memoirs, so it's historical fiction.
It's so, kind of weird.
Pseudo.
It's historical fiction about a real person.
Yeah, it's kind of odd, isn't it?
It is weird. It's kind
of... But in reading the reviews of it, they said that it was very historically correct to mm-hmm. her, to his first wife. It's about his first wife. It's actually from her perspective, because it's her memoirs.
Mm-hmm.
But you learn a lot about Ernest Hemingway, which, you know, I mean, we all knew that he was manic depressed and bipolar or something. Because he was loony. So anyway, it's very interesting. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Does it have zombies in it?
No.
Brian wants to know.
No, I don't read books with zombies. Sorry.
You didn't read Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies?
No.
No.
I saw that book in Target the other day.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Ew. That's just wrong.
I quit it. It was just silly.
Wrong.
It was silly. The book was silly. I tried to read it because I like a good zombie story, but it was just it was a little silly.
No
so.
Zombies.
I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. That was the problem.
the zombies took over?
Yeah, yeah. A giant town covered by a dome. I could buy that. But I'm
sure.
Sorry. Not a giant town. A town covered by a giant dome. That's believable.
Okay.
Zombies. Yes, zombies in the middle of all that. That was a little weird.
Hmm.
I like the idea, though, that you take more of these books that are in the public domain and put zombies in them. I think that would...
You do? You think they should do that?
I think they should do that. Better
ruin all books.
Well, better authors should do that. speaking of that, we went and saw 3D. We went and saw Episode 1 3D.
You're going to talk about this with our kids.
Star Wars. Oh, I guess I should wait on him, huh?
Yeah, you shouldn't have this conversation with our kids.
Yeah, you're right. Dang it. Okay.
Helen loved it.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. So you can't talk about that.
Okay.
So what else you got? What else did Dave got out there? What other genius ideas do they have?
The rest of it I can't repeat to you.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, good grief.
Oh, and Dan says we can't talk about episode one at all because they haven't seen it. It's not released in New Zealand yet. Is that not the dumbest
You've
thing in the world?
You've seen the movie. It hasn't changed since the last time they released it. It's just 3D.
Spoiler alert, it ends the same way.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
That's crazy.
He's Darth Vader. That was so funny. Helen, Mama, is that Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helen got it. So. Oh, man. Funny. All right. So... before that, I read the last...
Why do we have to make everything 3D? I mean, they're making Titanic 3D. Really? I mean, I already had to go to the bathroom as it was in Titanic, and now it has to be 3D?
I don't care about that.
I mean, I might as well just stay in the bathroom.
I won't go see that. You can go see that by yourself.
I don't want to go see it. Okay. I have no desire to see
Titanic. The Star Wars made sense to make it 3D. It was awesome in 3D.
Yeah, it was. But, I mean, it's not 3D like in-your-face 3D, though.
No, but the depth of the stars made me dizzy.
Yeah, that was a bit much.
It made me, my stomach almost turn over.
My eyes during that.
When we were out in those scenes.
Well, and then when
really
they were
awesome.
Racing on their race, doing the.
Wait, we can't talk about
racing.
This. We got to wait on Kidge. All right. Brian says they make everything into 3D because it costs more. Before I started.
Yeah.
On the Under the Dome.
Yeah.
I read the last of the. Lonesome Dove series.
Yes.
By Larry McMurtry.
Larry McMurtry. Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. It was when Captain Call was old.
Uh-huh.
And he was going on basically his last adventure. His last Manhunt. And he was going after a really bad guy, and another really bad guy got in the way, and it was all about that. And him and P.I. And what was her name, the wife?
What was the Indian?
Famous Shoes.
Famous Shoes.
Yes, that was a good part of it. And it was a good, it was good. I like Larry McMurtry's storytelling. It's very good. The only negative thing I can say about the book is the problem with all Larry McMurtry stuff, but especially in this book, it seemed to be more prevalent, is that there are no Christians.
Yeah, like in the, yeah.
It's not that
he ignored. Is this before or after the Civil War?
Right after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not like they're ignoring the subject. It's everybody in the book has this view of, well, there's not really a God. And, I mean, it's...
Yeah, really?
It'd be okay if you just ignored the subject, but he has... It's like he gets inside everybody's head, and they all kind of... It's like, really? Everybody in Texas, none of them believe in God?
Yeah, I don't buy it.
they either didn't believe at all, or they knew they were going straight to hell.
Yeah.
That was the two prevalent beliefs of everybody.
And I don't buy it. Just like I don't buy that everybody cussed like sailors in World War II. I don't buy it. I just don't. I'm not saying they didn't cuss.
Yeah.
Because when you're in war and you're in stressful situations, I get it. But people didn't talk. I'm sorry. I can live in my fantasy now, world and just think people didn't talk that way.
When I read Charles Porter.
My dad was alive then. He said people didn't talk that way. And he wasn't a Christian then.
No, I don't think that.
People didn't walk around and talk like that.
I think there are pockets.
Well, sure, you know.
Who talk like that.
From Jersey.
No, I just mean...
Sorry, was that stereotypical?
In situations. I've been in jobs where you get in one group of people, and yeah, they all cuss like sailors.
Yeah, that's true.
And you get into another group, and you're like, oh, well, these people don't cuss at all.
Yeah.
I think it was the same in the war. I don't think that everybody cussed, and I don't think that cussing was
not absent. Right.
But,
Anyway, where that got... Oh, yeah, West. The West, yeah.
So I was reading Charles Porter, and
yes.
It seems to me that his book was much more accurate, where you had these, it just seemed, when I read Charles Porter's book, it seemed that he really had a concept of how people thought back then, the thinking process, and how people reasoned. And I loved his, the way he had everybody talk without contractions and the way he had people think in his story, I thought it was just very good. And I actually went back and watched both movies. And I was really surprised at the John Wayne movie of how well, now that I'm older and watched and read the book and everything, I was surprised how well they stuck to that as well.
Hmm.
I mean, maybe not as hard as the Coen brothers did, but very well. Hmm. And I was really shocked at how well, even Glenn Campbell was... they did stick to the book pretty much, the lines and everything, and so it was pretty good. But and he said in the book, it was in the book and it was in both movies, "Fill your hands, you son of a bitch." You know, that was in both. That was in the book and it was in both movies. So it's pretty good. Okay,
thank you for sharing. Did you hear about this new show that's out now? Called Great, it's called GCB. Great Christian Bells. Takes place in Texas, like in Dallas.
So it's like new real New Jersey Wives, but it's about
no. It's not. It's not a
Christian women.
No, it's a tell. It's a dramedy. It's not a It's not a reality show. It's a dramedy. But it's
dramedy.
Yeah.
Soap opera.
A drama comedy. No.
Oh.
None of that. Well, I'm sure it's a soap opera. But anyway, it's Southern, these Southern women who go to church and it's just the hypocritical lives that, and it looks like it takes place in Highland Park in Dallas is where it looks like it takes place.
Dave says he always yells, "Fill your hands, you son of a bitch," when he walks into the public restrooms.
Ew. It's just wrong.
It is kind of, but.
It's just wrong.
Anyway, it takes place. Go ahead. They're 9 seconds behind, so yeah, you got to give him a... Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
It takes place where?
Like in Dallas, in Highland Park. area, it looked like.
Yeah, I got no interest in this show.
Yeah, well, I don't either.
Okay.
I'm just saying that it was...
Zero.
It just looked a little... well, I mean, it was making fun of, mm-hmm. you know...
Christian people?
These, well, no, because these are not like...
No, okay.
The holy living Christian people.
Okay.
Okay. This is, but it's true though in the South that everybody's a Christian, air quotes, in the South. And, you know, it's the thing to do. You know, you go to church and that, I mean, that's a big thing in the South.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of making fun of that. But yet they're not living their lives in a righteous way at all.
Dan says he's in a Christian radio station. Did not need to hear that, Dave. yeah, the interesting thing in the Stephen King book is that he had that it took place in Maine, of course, because all of Stephen King's take place in Maine, but he had that element, that Southern, that Christian, fake Christian,
uh-huh.
you know, I'm a Christian, I talk Christian, I talk Christian, but I don't act Christian.
Right.
And he was the worst one in town. I mean, he was the really bad guy. And, you know, let's get knee bound. And then before, you know, let's pray about this while after Reddit, you know, 30 seconds before he just killed mm-hmm. somebody. And, but he was completely sincere in his mind. You know, God provided this opportunity for me to do this. And this is what's best for the town. And this is, you know, I mean, he had the biggest meth lab in the United States. And he's just,
yeah,
you know, I mean, none of this is spoiler stuff. This is all right at the beginning of the book. But anyway, the point is that the pastor in town had stopped believing in God. She was kind of new ageist, and I don't know. But anyway, she had decided that she was very agnostic anyway, mm-hmm. and she would pray to whoever's there, or the not there. She would call him the not there, but she would still pray to him, but she would call him the not there. And through the course of the book, then she, you know, her faith grew naturally, you know, sort of honestly. And then anyway, so it was an interesting look into that from a secular viewpoint mm-hmm. anyway.
That standpoint.
Yeah. And
that,
Stephen King's always, viewpoint. He's usually pretty fair. I mean, some of it was hard to listen to because of he would actually, you know, record the prayers that the these really bad people were praying. But anyway, it was still pretty good. So Dave's 18 hours ahead of us. Brian asked, how does the podcast end? And Dave said that it ends with Faith going in to get Fritos. So just so you know.
Yes.
That's how it's going to end today.
Okay. Good to know.
Good to know.
Because you put him to sleep talking about your book.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I told you before I started I didn't have that many topics this week.
Got nothing.
I got a Texas Ranger documentary here that I haven't watched yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about Maybe that. You'll tell them about that.
I'm
next
enjoying
week.
Psych
yeah.
on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
They took Bill Cosby. Golly. They took Bill Cosby off of Netflix. Made me mad. I mean, he's still available through DVD, but can't watch him.
Can't watch Cosby
streaming.
Anymore.
So that's not
after
good.
We got all our friends addicted.
So I haven't found anything to replace that, by the way.
No, not for us to watch as a family.
No. Well, we're watching Mythbusters, but even some of that.
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
I mean, it's all about...
It's just trash.
Like, well, it wasn't trash. It was about son of a gun myth where the woman gets pregnant from the guy getting shot.
She did not.
No, they proved she didn't, but still, the whole show was fairly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, we have voicemails, so
okay.
Why don't we stop in this show, and we'll do another show of voicemails. How's that?
Okay.
And
please, could we?
So you three in the chat room, hang around. We'll be right back. Meanwhile, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? Should we?
I'm kind of boring myself.
Oh my! Yeah, this is. We missing Kidge. Kidge isn't here.
Yeah, we got to get back in the groove. No.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.